So we'll just go without the microphone and then you can hear me. Well, we started this week with the Feast of Divine Mercy. And if you remember, the gospel that we heard on Sunday was the account of Jesus' first appearance to the apostles on Easter Day. And his first words were, "Peace be with you." And then he said it twice, in fact. And then the following week, when Thomas was there, he said it again, "Peace be with you." So we recognize that the gift of the Lord, the risen Lord, is peace. In today's gospel, one of the messages of Jesus is, "Do not be afraid," which is, of course, related. In some ways, you could say the message, "Do not be afraid," is the negative side of the coin, and "Peace be with you" is the positive side. Because when he says, "Do not be afraid," he's saying what we should not do. And when he says, "Peace be with you," he's saying what we should do. Find our peace in the Lord. Put our trust in God. We can reflect then on what it is that robs us of peace, what it is that we're afraid of. Nowadays, it's easy to figure out what people are afraid of because everybody's afraid of everything. That's how it seems. The pandemic has created a culture of fear. And people, not just afraid of the virus, afraid of the variants, afraid of the vaccines, afraid of the people, afraid of their own family members, afraid of their staff, afraid of going out, afraid of staying in. It's an epidemic. It's a pandemic. Pandemic of fear. Well, then, and of course, some fears are justified. People are afraid for their loved ones. They don't want their parents to get sick. You know, people that they're caring for. Of course. But then there's also the fear of running out of food, running out of money, not being able to find work, fear that the children's education is being badly disrupted and their formation is badly affected. These are things that are fearsome. I was talking to someone a couple of weeks ago who really was out of food. I mean, they really had nothing left. And if that was during the ECQ. So it was a crisis. What now? What do you do? Can't get anywhere. You can't go anywhere. You can't work. There's no money. There's no distribution yet of the ayuda, the relief goods. So you can understand that fear. Now, there are these sorts of things are external to us, things that happen to us or things that threaten us or our families. And the answer is turn to the Lord. That's always the answer. Turn to the Lord. Do not be afraid. Don't be afraid of the virus. Don't be afraid of people. Don't be afraid of the future. Turn to the Lord. Now, turn to the Lord means also do your part. It doesn't mean just sit around and wait for God to do everything. But trust in God and then seek his solution. This is what we see in the first reading. There's a crisis in the community. There's a dispute between the different language groups. And it's a danger that the community could fall apart, even at that early stage. So the answer is, well, turn to the Lord. Turn to the Lord. Do what God wants. And work with his grace to come up with a solution. And we know the solution here is they appointed the seven reputable men filled with the Spirit and with wisdom, and they took over the task and solved the problem. So that's dealing with fear of things that come from outside, and the answer is to turn to the Lord. Do not be afraid. But there's also a fear of the Lord himself. This is a little bit different. And this is what we have run into in the Easter season, and we see it again in today's gospel. Fear not of something bad happening, but fear of the presence of God. When Jesus appears in the upper room on Easter day, we'll see this again in tomorrow's gospel, the reaction is fear. Maybe he's a ghost. Maybe he's come to punish us. And so Jesus has to tell them, no, peace be with you. Don't be afraid of me. Well, this comes to mind because of today's gospel. Now, this gospel from John chapter 6 is not an account of the risen Lord. This is Jesus during his public ministry. He has just multiplied the loaves. We heard about that in yesterday's gospel. The apostles get into the boat and they're rowing their way across. It says that the sea is stirred up because a strong wind was blowing. It doesn't say in this account that the apostles are afraid of the strong wind and the waves. You know, other gospel accounts, they're really afraid of drowning. They're afraid that their boat is going to sink. That's what they're afraid of. But in this gospel, it doesn't say that they're afraid until Jesus comes walking along on the water. Jesus walking on the sea, coming near the boat, and they began to be afraid. So they're not afraid of the storm, they're afraid of the solution of this to the storm. And this is a different problem. That's why I'm bringing this out. It's one thing to be afraid of the pandemic or afraid of the vaccine or afraid of sicknesses or afraid of storms or afraid of divisions in the family or in the community. That's understandable. But it's a different thing to be afraid of the Lord, because if we're afraid of him, what solution do we have? Whom can we turn to in our fears? It's a terrible situation to be in. And that's why in the scriptures, we're told again and again and again, do not be afraid. Meaning, do not be afraid of God, of the unfolding of his will. This is Jesus' words to them. It is I, do not be afraid. Now, you might say, you're not afraid of God. A lot of people don't think about God at all. But it's a pretty common thing for people to stay away from God. That's why they don't think of him. Because the idea of God is quite intimidating. And people don't want God to be too close. So leave him in the church. Leave him on, you know, at the shrine or something, and the altar. But don't let him get too close to what I'm actually doing every day. And this is certainly the attitude in the world, the secular world. The attitude is, well, you can have God if you want. You can pray in your own private space if you want, but just don't let him into the public conversation. Don't bring your God into the rest of our life, into the questions of social life or economic life or business or entertainment or the arts. Don't let God interfere with what we want to do. That's a terrible attitude because it leaves us trapped in fear, trapped in sin, trapped in darkness. I want to go back to what the apostles did in today's first reading. This is the dispute over the ayuda. The widows, the Greek-speaking widows and the Hebrew-speaking widows, they think they're not being treated fairly. And maybe they weren't. Maybe this is a real problem. Sometimes, though, it's a perceived injustice. You know, we do ayuda. We're giving relief goods pretty regularly. Almost every time we have a distribution of ayuda, there's a dispute. Almost every time. Somebody says they didn't get their share. Somebody says someone got two. Some people say that they shouldn't be on the list. They should be on the list. And all these things. Well, and sometimes there's a real problem. Sometimes not. Sometimes it's a perception of injustice. It is a difficult thing. You know how the government solved this during the lockdown last year. They gave the same thing to everybody. Even here in this rich neighborhood, they came around and they gave everybody 2 pan de sal and a can of tuna or something like that. Everybody in this neighborhood where the people don't need anything, they got the exact same thing as a poor family down the street. That was how they avoided this kind of conflict that we read about in the first reading. Well, so I'm just acknowledging that it is difficult to come up with just distribution. It's always a challenge. The response of the apostles is instructive to us. First of all, they're not afraid. They're not afraid of the problem. But they also do not think that they themselves have to get into the nitty-gritty administrative question. Listen to what they say. They call everyone together and they say, "It is not right for us to neglect the word of God to serve at table." They're not saying this is beneath us. This is sometimes the attitude people identify as clericalism. No, the priests are above everybody and they won't really get involved in the real situation. Well, that is a problem. But that's not the attitude of the apostles here. They're not saying this is beneath us. We won't get our hands dirty. What they're saying is this is not God's will for us. This is not the task assigned to us. That's why it's not right to serve at table, because it's not right for them to neglect the ministry of the word. And that's certainly true. So they're not afraid, but they're not just frozen in fear, and they're not panicking either. They're not going to jump in and try to solve the problem themselves. They listen to God. They open themselves to being led by the Spirit, and they say, well, let's broaden the discussion and find a solution in the community. Select from among you. Let's find the people who are qualified and whom God has chosen to take care of this problem. It's a very beautiful and balanced, prudent response to a crisis. Sometimes in families, the parents think that they have to do everything for the children. And sometimes they do have to, because the children can't do anything. But it's wrong to think that they have to do everything. It's wrong for them to neglect the most important things and get caught up in things that are not their task. Especially as the children get older, the children, they can do a lot more for themselves. This is a challenge in any family, but also in the community or in any parish. There's always a few people who think they do everything. And that's an easy trap to fall into, but it's also an obstacle to the unfolding of God's plan. Everyone should do God's will. And it's not right for any one of us to neglect the will of God and prevent other people from taking on the tasks that God has for them. So that's how the community grows. Here, it's the establishment of a new order of ministry. The deacons. This is the scriptural root of the order of the deacons. So they choose 7 men and they take care of the problem. At the end of the reading, it says, the word of God continued to spread. So that was the ministry that the apostles were concerned about. The number of the disciples increased greatly. So the community grew. And even a large group of priests were becoming obedient to the faith, the Jewish priests. So that decision bore good fruit because it was submission to God. So there was no fear. There was no exaggerated self-importance. There was no intimidation of the external problems. There was simply openness to God, openness to his work in the community, in the church, readiness to find a new solution. So it's not avoiding the problem, and it's not solving the problem on a human level. It's opening them. It's a lesson about opening ourselves to the power of God at work, even in practical matters. So do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of the problems that will certainly come up. Problems in the society, in the family, in the community, in the parish. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Put your trust in God. Don't be afraid of God. Don't be afraid of letting God be in charge of the practical solutions to the problems of life. Beautiful Easter message for us.